Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, KCMY, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on The Stepford Wives. It's an old movie featuring Matthew Broderick, Nicole Kidman, Glenn Close, and Christopher Walken. And it at first seems at a passing glance that it's not really focused on LGBTQIA plus rights, but there is an issue of gender norms and roles, and of course, sexual preference in the movie. And yes, I'm referring to the one man who in the same-sex relationship with his husband, who moves him to Stepford and wants his husband to be a lot more conservative, but a conservative gay man. It presents a pretty interesting story. I'm sure you guys have either heard about it or it's very distant in memory, but It's a decent movie to go with as far as a little bit more specifically nuanced and fixated on gender roles and gender assignment. Not in the trans sector of the LGBTQIA, but more the G part and Q. The Stepford Wives. You can actually catch it on Hulu as a part of their movie channel. I believe it's with the Stars add-on app. So if you don't want to watch it on Hulu, you can also have it available to you, made available to you via Apple TV and purchase the Stars app. Either way, it's a decent movie that you guys should definitely start thinking about as playing a role in representation. It was awkward and fairly ahead of its time, but for the most part, it touches on the subjects that I've talked about so far these past coming weeks. The Stepford Wives. Let me just interrupt a couple of this thing right quick for a commercial break. I promise, guys, I promise it is so worth it. And you guys will be a great help to me if you listen to it, because they definitely pay me every time you listen. Thank you so much for being here once again. And on to the commercial break. Hey, have you heard of sea moss? How about bladderwrack root? Burdock root? The three combination that Dr. Sabi came up with to give you 102 minerals that are meant for the human body that can revitalize and re-energize you with a healthy diet and a healthy alkaline diet to support it. Have you heard of Vera Roots? Well, if you've heard of one and not the other, you should probably start doing your research. Go ahead and check out VeraRoots.com for the first ever meal replacement sea moss smoothie drink mix. You can put it together with an almond or oat milk alternative, apart from dairy, of course, because we're all alkaline here. I'm working on my alkaline journey myself, however that's going to pan out. But if you're not really feeling just the sea moss smelly mixture that you'll probably get at your nice wholesale alternate or alkaline farmer's market, go ahead and check out VeraRoots.com for a first in the world, okay, meal replacement smoothie mix that is to die for. Honestly, guys, I've actually tried it. It's just amazing. You guys have to check it out. They also have, they have a chocolate version and a vanilla-ish version to it. They have chocolate meal replacement bars. They also have teas. And right now, if you head over to the website, you may or may not run into a special where it's 20% off, 30% off, or even for first timers, it's 10% once you write yourself up for their newsletter. So you can receive all sorts of nice goodies and coupons to save a little money on the purchase, because it ain't cheap. Let's be honest. But health is wealth. Am I right? Check out VeraRoots.com. Hey, do you like leaders? Do you like lemonade? Where there's a guy on Instagram at RealLeaderAid that has a lot of wonderful products with lemonade mixtures and awesome, awesome, awesome wholesale garments and gear and swag and drip. Check out the lcopy10.com/bigcartel or go straight to the Instagram page at Real Leader Aid. That's RealLeaderAide. I have to make sure I spelled that right. It's Real Leader Aid. Go ahead and check it out. Nice products. And I'm going to be real with you. If that didn't work out, just go straight to their Instagram page. Check it out. Now that you've heard that little commercial break, let's get on back to the show. So The Stepford Wives is a story of a kick-ass, pro-alpha, very alpha female running a network that pretty much goes into the ground when one of the contestants on one of her network's game shows has an unfortunate loyalty test failure. Let's put it that way. The man and the woman were set apart on an island and asked if they could go out and have sex with other people. Would it be a true test of loving that person all over again? Would they still love them after that other person cheats openly and willingly? Did not go well, because the white man on one end was like, I was called out and dogged out by all these women here on this island, and I didn't touch nobody. While the white female, went to town on any dick she could find. That pretty much ruined the lead, Nicole Kidman's career. And so she decides to move to Stepford while she can still afford it, to this wonderful faraway place where the men are nerds and the women are devastatingly beautiful and obedient to their husbands. But as it turns out, the men / the nerds all basically built their wives to be cybernetic, or rather they took over their wives cybernetically, psychotically enough, through means of technology implanted into their brains, and turned them into very obedient cyborgs built into a perfect society that eliminates any and all of their individuality as to what made them love them in the first place. And it's all rooted in the fact that every single man that has ever come there feels emasculated by the women that they chose, which doesn't make sense because the women that they chose are the alpha females who made them feel worthy and loved and wanted. Yeah. The Stepford Wives. It's actually a science fiction book. I highly recommend it if there are any readers out there. That's in a nutshell the plot. Not really. The real plot is Nicole Kidman finding out about all of it and finding some way to topple this entire messed up system. And that includes a friend or a pair of friends she's made who, where one is a very, very messy writer and the other is a very flamboyantly gay man with his husband who wants to have a political career, who also brings him over to Stepford. And the other writer, played by guess who? Bette Midler, okay, comes through and is cycling through maybe, I believe my memory serves, 6 divorces. It's crazy, y'all. It's definitely a movie to see. You can catch it on Hulu, as I've said before. The acting is stupendous. By that, it's stupendous for its time. It's a very dated movie. I believe this came out in about 2004. It's very old. So the actors are all there for the most part. And it's based in old comedy, but it's something you could really get behind. It's nice seeing Christopher Walken and Glenn Close working together in that form. So the acting is great. It's pretty top notch. The only thing I have an issue with as far as the plot is concerned is the sci-fi aspect of it. It sort of lazily pushed aside the fact that the women that were put under like cybernetic control were really just like enforced or had just these giant mega chips squished onto their brains. And in order to set them free, the little chips have to explode in their brains, but it also doesn't like burst their skulls open in a sense. And it also disconnects the explanation where one of the women ends up having the ability to spit out money. Like she spits out fully folded currency. When one of the guys wants to break a 10, he calls her over and she spits out 10 singles right out of her mouth. Doesn't necessarily explain that when you're connecting that with the brain microchip thing that's taking over her body and prevents her from feeling any pain. Even then, there's no bruising. That's also kind of a weird disconnect there. And the women start sparking. So there's some disconnects with the science fiction part. That's where I got to take a few points off for it. But for the most part, costuming is off the charts. To go and see the flaming individuality and flaws of one kind of disappear behind the mask of conformities is interesting to watch. The composition, the music, the soundtrack is exceptional. It also plays very much into the old Hollywood aspect of presenting and telling a story. And the cinematography is nothing less than hilarious because a lot of the angles are just really unrealistic. And just at one point and at one moment, you kind of wonder exactly how are some of the characters really seeing a lot of the flaws and the chinks in the armor of this so-called perfect community / society that Glenn Close and Christopher Walken created. All in all, it's a decent movie to see. I'm not sure you can find it on Netflix. It's worth a look, but I know it's definitely on Hulu. Overall, I think it's a worthy part of the series that's worth a much larger talk once I get another person to interview to talk about it a little bit. But for the most part, it's a dated movie that kind of prefaced the discussions and the conversations had around gender norms and conformity and sexual orientation and preference and idealistic liberal / conservative senses of how to accept the LGBTQIA+ community in the open society, and just actually having a sense of acceptance in the community at large. Just all in all, a movie to watch.
Oh my God, thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. please be unafraid to shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays.